Middle of June, 15 June, beautiful Barcelona. Summer is going on in the city for a while, but we have a meeting with a nice artist from the scene who has been pumping for a while, I would say. Itai Kukan Tablagan from Israel, and we are gonna have a short talking to him. We'd like to ask you about your origins, how you started making music.
My uncle was a DJ, he's like 70 years old, something like that, and he got like a big collection of vinyls, about like almost 2000, from the 50s, 60s, 70s. This is the music that I grew up listening to this, and he teach me about the vinyls and stuff like that. This was one part of this creation, and the other was that I flew to Ibiza, and in Ibiza I met Juan, Marcus Rapp. At some session that I played in Ibiza, I start to make more trancey style, and then I fall in love into it. Still not.
And when it was this, more or less, I mean, when you started like to switch to start playing this more trancey music?
1998.
Yeah, that's definitely a long time ago. Well, how you ended up then with the name, your artistic name that many people could know you about, that is Kukan Tablagan. What the name comes from and how you came up with that project?
In my travel, I've been traveling a lot in South America, and I've been living in New York, and I played in New York, and back then, also before 98, I played trance and techno, and the creation to decide to be a producer at some point, when you play as a DJ, you want that the people also will listen to what you have to say. So somehow you feel that it's not exactly your words if you don't play your own music. It's nice. You have your own mix and your own style, but for me, I speak only for myself. At some point I felt like I want to give my own language to the people. And in one of my travels in Japan, when I played there, trance and techno, I've been in some chill party, and I decided to make more reggae dub style. And like every trance dancer, you think that as much stranger you are, it's much cooler it is. And I thought about the name and decided that Kukan will be a nice name, because Kukan is space in Japanese. It just was at the start I wanted to call myself Psychedelic Dub Child or something like that, and my friend told me, what is this name, are you crazy? And somehow it arrived to Kukan Tablagan.
How many, just for the listeners to know, how many works, I mean published, do you have more or less under the name Kukan Tablagan?
Like 7 albums, compilation, tracks, releasing. From what I remember, maybe more.
And now you have been living for a while here in Barcelona. How come that you ended up in this city?
Israel with trance is very developed, and it's leading in its own way, also the scene, and the chill out and dub is not exactly strong there. From one side I can sign on CDs in other countries, and I can arrive to Moscow and sign on CDs, and not that it's flattering, but it says something about your music that you can continue and develop yourself. And in your country, if you need to struggle, it's better to move along to places where they are more open to more styles, more genres. And somehow I think Barcelona is very similar to Tel Aviv with the sea, the feeling of all this beautiful things to see here, include girls as well, and I just think that you can feel the freedom of creation in this city. This is the reason that I moved there.
And about your nowadays projects, your last projects, you have the Kagan Datlang that it's been for a while, but you have any other projects with other names right now working?
All the time try to develop myself. I got Gaijin, it's kind of techno, psychedelic in a way, project, and I have Itai Taiko that it's more trance, progressive, kind of Paps, Lupus in Fabula, and I have Sorian, it's a new project, more ethnic, hip-hop, psychedelic, it's with violins and oods and stuff like that, and it's strange. I love it, and I have also my own label, Michela Bella Records, that we are trying to release whatever we like. We don't care exactly about genres. If you like the style, we release it. It can be ethnic, it can be dance, it can be techno. There is no limits today. You can use your digital distribution to release whatever you like.
Yeah, and talking about this, I mean about the media that nowadays producers have in terms of technology, how you see that something like creativity can deal with that? I mean, how all this stuff, technology, advanced software, hardware that we have, how to manage that with creativity?
I think that we cannot manage the technology. It's just developing. Like if we take the last 100 years and we compare it to the last year, only 1 year, if we check the develop, we see that everything been developed crazily in 1 year compared to this 100 even. Because everything is developed now so fast, the technology moves so fast that it's getting too fast in a way. You don't have time to relax and think about the instrument. Each day there is another new plugin and a new program, a new update. Everything it gets faster. The idea is to finish things faster, as soon as possible, because there is too much media in the market. It's good and it's also bad, like everything in life. There is two sides to the coin, and we cannot fight with that. We can try to enjoy from it, learn more about the technology and try to get more out of it. But if you ask me if I'm optimistic about it, I'm not.
Yeah, and for somebody like you who has been like traveling around the world and playing in beautiful places, there is any particular festivals or events that you remember especially for its beauty, its magical, its spirit?
I like almost each place that I play, even if it's turned out to be a disaster in a way. You can still enjoy from the people that you met and from conversation and collaboration. I can say that Boom Festival is one of the best places ever that I played as a festival, because I like not only the music but also the intellectual, if to say it right, the idea that you can explore more places in your own soul, in your own brain, in a way, to meet other opinions about anything in life, to have this discussion with more people, and to enjoy only not from music but also from other stuff, and you don't see it in many other places in a way. And as a small place, I like a party that I play in apartment in Brooklyn, and from the other side I like also parties in Japan that was amazing 10 years ago. It was totally different. And I believe in that each place, even if it's 50 people or 5,000 people, you can still enjoy and get something new, also about yourself and about your music. Develop each time.
And how you see that your music is lived in these different cultures, these different countries? I mean, would you say there are big differences, for instance, in playing for these people in New York and playing for the people in Japan or playing here in Barcelona? Would you say there are big differences, or what common things are?
I don't think there is a difference between the people, maybe between the taste of the people, because music can be beautiful, it can be mainstream, everybody can like Madonna, and suddenly you can sit and say, what the hell is Madonna, you know? It's only about taste, and taste defines the music. It's very personal, it's about each person alone. If it's a change between place to place, only in your attitude to the place, not more than that.
Well, then thank you very much. Wish you a good stay in this beautiful city, lots of creativity, and boom!
Be life.